This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Well, how's it going there, everyone? You just keep well. Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Episode number what?
Who's counting?
Are we even counting anymore?
Not today. Not today, because there's a few sore heads in the studio. Isn't that right?
A few, meaning one.
The head is okay. I'm a bit tired. Very emotional.
Fatigued minds.
Fatigued, yeah.
And why might that be?
Because Shelburne Football Club are the champions of Ireland, Joe.
Get up. The fuck?
After 18 years, we're back.
I didn't hear about it.
Did you not? Because you were texting me after the match.
I was watching it. Watched a bit of it.
You were up in Derry?
I was.
How was the atmosphere in Derry?
Oh, amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
So Shells won 1-0, but they scored very late in the game. So let me rephrase the question. How was the atmosphere up in Derry at half time when it was nil all and they didn't look like scoring?
It wasn't bad at half time, but when we got to about 70 minutes in, I was checking my phone, I think every minute. I was taking it out to go, right, 71, 72. And then we got to 80 minutes, I was going, okay, this is looking bad now. And then, Harry Wood, the greatest goal of all time, football history.
It happened, a gimme.
It was grand.
It was quite possibly offside too. I hope it actually was offside. There's no perfect camera angle, but it looks like it might have been offside.
No, it wasn't not
to,
well onside.
Did it not go to VAR?
No.
Boy,
VAR,
it's the real football league. We don't have VAR.
That's what you want.
Yeah. We should have had a penalty after about, what, 75 minutes or so? And the people at home watching on TV were texting me saying that was absolutely a penalty. It's down the far end from where we are, so we couldn't see. And when that didn't get given, that's when you start to go.
What was that added time?
Happening. 7 minutes.
I'd say you were just freaked. Because it was all dirty then. Like, they were just like hoofing it into the box, weren't they?
I was just holding on to people around me. Like, I was going to fall over with the nerves. I had nothing left.
If they had a loss, like,
yeah, well, they did.
They had a say, like, Derry scored in the last minute of added time. Like, imagine that.
Yeah, well.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
The first time in 18 years.
Yeah. Long time.
There's people out there in the pubs and they don't remember Shelburne winning a league.
We had the homecoming in Talca then at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The team were there and, you know, they had the trophy out and all this. There was a couple of thousand people at least there. So the stand is packed. Brought the kids. And then the trophy comes out and the flags.
It's a fine trophy.
The flares going off and all, yeah.
It is a nice trophy.
Great trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the Europa League.
Europa League vibes of it.
Yeah. But the last time we won the league, there'd be a group of 15 of us, 20 of us, whatever, who'd be very good mates going to matches. And the last time, we would have all been, you know, some 18, some 16, 17, like. And then
mere boys.
Mere boys. And then we're on the pitch, everyone's there with their kids and everything. So it's like,
yeah, yeah.
A generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. Just unbelievable.
What a moment.
Yeah.
What a moment.
People in floods of tears on the pitch and there, you know. It's just...
Were you crying?
No, I didn't on the pitch. No, I was in shock.
Are you crying at home?
Because I didn't see the goal.
What?
I was watching, but it was like a scramble and we're miles away and like people started jumping. I just didn't see. I just took it in good faith that everybody else had seen the goal.
And that it was
and started going mad. Yeah, I was standing there looking, going, "This is something's going to go wrong here." Then people send around pictures and videos and stuff afterwards from that night and then from the following day and all that. And I got a bit teary looking at a few of them. Like, yeah. That was amazing.
Football, bloody hell.
Football, if I could say. I was in the pub watching it and there was about, and the pub was packed because it was a Friday night, not because the matches were on, but me and another fella were like so excited for Shelbourne. Me in particular, because I had a few quid on them as well as being a fan. But we were watching it, and when they scored, it was like, yes, yes. And the barman was like, quiet over there, quiet over there. And the fucking place is packed. And you're like, Jesus Christ. It felt like being in Spain on an All-Ireland final day. So I was like, everyone's going to be in here on the same buzz. But they absolutely were not. They were definitely like Bose fans or something.
So since the match, I've watched, not quite in full, but large sections of the match back 5 or 6 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My wife's going to bed last night and I was sitting there and turned it on again. She's like, are you going to get sick of that? I was like, I don't think I'll ever get sick of this.
Wow.
So anyway, the greatest day in football history, they're saying.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
Who's saying that?
People who count.
Well, apologies to anyone that doesn't give a fuck about football, but it's a huge moment for Shelbourne supporters and it's a huge moment for the league because Damien Duff, icon, Irish football icon, is the manager of Shelbourne and he's behind it all.
Deserves his plaudits.
Yeah. He's behind it all.
Anyway, I don't know, I had something else to say, but I'm probably just going to play some Shell songs now.
No, you're not.
No, I will. No, I want to.
They'd be flagged for copyright and the podcast will get deleted.
No,
I'll sing it. Love, love will tear us apart again. Duff.
Huh?
Did you kick any doors?
Not a single one, no.
Oh, that's all right then.
I was going to bring me kids over to the get their haircut. So we called them because you have to book in a fucking appointment, which is a pain in the arse.
Like, oh, yeah.
You didn't used to have to do that. It used to be just show up.
COVID.
It was show up and get your hair cut. First come, first served.
Sit down.
That's the way it should be.
I prefer the booking system.
I fucking hate it.
At least you know you're getting a haircut at that time and you're not going to be sitting around.
Yeah, but then you have to plan your day around a haircut. A haircut should just be, all right, I'm here now, I may as well drop in. But anyway, I called and they said that they were fully booked up and then I called another place and they said that they were fully booked up for that fucking haircut. Fuck's sake, two kids. I said, it can't be that hard. It can't be that hard to give someone a haircut. So I was Googling how to give a haircut and I have a beard trimmers and it has a few different heads on it. So I tried to give them a haircut with the beard trimmers and it didn't go so well.
Did you just give them Skinners?
No, I didn't give them skin. I tried to give them like a fade, like, you know, short back inside.
You butchered them?
A little fade. I butchered them with the hair with the beard trimmers. So I said, fuck, I'm going to need to fix this, but I'm still not going to bring them to the butchers, I want to call them. I'm not going to bring them to the butchers, even though I butchered them. So I went over to the range to get hair clippers, like a proper hair clippers, and I did. Now, it cost me 10 euros. Or 11 euros for the hair clippers were all the different sizes and ones, twos, threes, up to eights. And I went back home and I was trying to follow a YouTube video and stuff and I gave them a haircut. And it's not too bad. It's not great.
Did you scissors the top like?
I scissored the top, yeah.
How did you do that?
Just to, like...
Do you just like picking random bits and just cutting it?
No, well, I was following the YouTube video, like, you know what I mean? Just doing it. Just picking the hair up and then taking the weight off. It's not rocket science. And I always said about barbers, they're charging through the fucking nose for a skill that is not, like, this is definitely not impressive. I feel like barbers do not deserve, and I think they take ages to justify the cost that they're charging. You spend about 40 minutes cutting a man's hair and it should take 10 minutes. I think it's...
Mine takes about an hour.
It shouldn't.
What?
Lots of chatting.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's
more chatting, less
ridiculous.
Cutting, to be honest with you.
Just cut the fucking hair and leave it at that. Would you let me cut your hair?
Definitely not.
Would you not?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, yeah, give us a zero fade there.
I could give you a zero fade.
You could not.
I could give you a zero fade. Would you let me do it? And then, like, if you didn't like it, you could go get it fixed up.
I'd have to go with a one then to get it to a zero if you butchered me.
In case I butchered you? Yeah, I think anyone could do it. I mean, it's not good. I'm waiting for that hair to grow back.
Should we be able to do his?
Yes. Just like a Rob Led. A Mac Tree.
Mm-hmm. Don't give away the illusion.
Or do you use one of them buzzers? You know that has like three heads on the top and then you just kind of...
No, I never tried them.
You should. It might be easier
if
for you.
If it worked, it'd be easier.
Mac Tree chat.
Oh, I don't think it's going to work.
Do you not think so?
I'm suspicious. Won't be.
In the cold light of day, Moira sent me a picture of Beckett's haircut that I gave him. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Oh my God, Joe.
Jesus.
Joe. Do you know who he looks like?
It's not even, it's so lopsided.
Do you know who he looks like?
Who does he look like?
Francis Brady.
The Zashes.
No, the Butcher Boy.
Oh, the Butcher Boy.
Shiting on the floor, don't know.
Oh my God. He's like a scarecrow or something. He's like if you drew hair as a child and then it just came to life. That's what it looks like.
You are basing it off of a drawing you done in school.
In my defence, he was very movie. He was moving a lot.
You should have given him the tablet.
Beckett's is better.
You should have given him the iPad. Do you not give him the fucking iPad?
I didn't he look down? You couldn't need him to look up as well. I don't know. He's fucking... He's very distractible. Oh my God. He's fucking poor. I have to bring him to bleeding hairdressers to get that fixed. That's bad. That's bad, isn't it?
Is there a back, the back of it? That's no fade, bro.
I don't have a picture of the back.
Joe, it's appalling.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad, very bad.
You would have done a better job if you put a bowl over his head and cut around under it, around it.
It's the fringe though, isn't it?
The teachers are going to be asking questions like,
is everything alright at home?
Like, that is grounds for investigation.
Now that's a very, like, from straight on, okay, it's not a great haircut, but like the sides, I mean, it looks like it was my first haircut.
Can I take a closer look?
Yeah.
A closer analysis of this. Poor Becca. He looks like he knows. No, the fringe.
He looks like he knows he got a shit haircut.
The fringe travels at about a 45 degree angle. It starts off quite short above his right ear there, and kind of by the time you get down to the left ear, it's almost in his eyes. Like, how did you think that was straight?
Fucking YouTube.
It looks like Simple Jack. From Tropic Thunder. That is so bad. Just looking at that, look how far down, look how far. So on the right hand side, his fringe is up kind of to his temple, and on the right hand side, it's nearly touching his eyebrow. On the left hand side, it's nearly touching his eyebrow. That's so bad. That photograph doesn't know justice. I feel like I've done a better job than that photograph. But with a bit of training, with a bit of training, that's all you need. I give you a skin fed.
Give me a skinner. Cut the whole thing off you.
Chips, dip, drink.
Dippers.
Fiver.
Wings.
Give me that.
I was in Pharmaphobia.
Yeah.
I went to Pharmaphobia. Were you ever there?
I was. There's
a nightmare realm.
Oh, was that
the town?
Yeah.
And there's Pharmaphobia in
the country.
The country. Made somewhere. Is it made?
This is where they chase you around the field.
With chainsaws.
With chainsaws.
Yeah, leaf blower. Oh, yes. No, it was a chainsaw without the chain on it.
Yeah.
But it is brilliant, like. It is good. It's good, a good night out. But the thing is, right, I got like this fast track band for me, Amy, and our two friends.
Fast track?
Like a fast track. You can buy like a fast track where you can skip the queue. You know, if you're fucking going to a theme park or something, you can buy like a fast pass.
Yeah.
So I got them like...
Is it rides and stuff?
No, it's like different, like there's like five or six different themed kind of mazes, if you want to say.
But what does the fast pass do? It makes you skip the maze, like? Let's skip
makes
this
you
one.
Skip the queue, like. That there's a huge queue for them.
Oh, right,
they
okay.
go into these, like, rooms, like, or these, like, kind of, like, locations.
Yeah.
And you just, like, completely skip it and go up the front, like, in Egypt and just be like, fast pass, yeah. And you look like a dope. But I think we finished them so quick. I think the experience was in waiting. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I felt like we rushed through it a bit, but like it was still good. And it was scary enough. The chainsaw thing was scary. Like you get to the end, like there's this like cornfield and it's all like, there's like a walkway around it, but like you can't see over it. Like it's huge. Like, and you get to the end of it and then like someone just comes out of nowhere with a fucking chainsaw and chases you. And it does get you going. I was fucking pegged that I did.
Left Amy for dust.
And did you see who threw the brick? No, we didn't. Fucking peg that he did. Intermission, quote. Good crack though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you were spooked out?
Very spooky wooky.
I think I did do it before.
Did you?
But it's either there's like a spooktacular or there's a pharmaphobia, and I think they're kind of a crossroad.
I'll tell you where it is. And it's in Maid, Fordstown. When I was going through a few of them, the actors who were dressed up were saying, yeah, you're going to break it. I'm like, don't say that, frighten me.
Yeah.
You're ruining it.
That'll just take it out of it.
Yeah. Like. And I was like, no, I'm not going to break it, you mad, scaredy clown.
Did they have an abandoned amusement park area where there's clowns come out of the cars and stuff like that?
No, I don't think so. There was like a hearse going around with a DJ boot on top of it and a ghost.
Oh.
It was like driving around the whole place, like just playing tunes and stuff.
They scare me. I really don't like, I know that they're not going to kill me, but I just don't like doing them. Mm. It's just like, I don't like it. I don't like getting scared.
It's good to stay at the back of the pack.
Yeah.
So the person at the front gets the scare and you anticipate that then, like.
Ah. Yeah. If I'm doing it with Maura, I usually kind of push her into it and then I just like run past.
Oh, there was a bit where like you walk into this room and you have to go through like a slit in between like two kind of, it's almost like they're like two big black inflatable thingies and they're cushioned, like, you know, and they're just like, you'd have to squeeze through it like to get down the hallway down to the other side of it.
Yeah.
But it just like was never ending. And I got to the point where I was like, when does this fucking end? Like, do you know that way?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, will I go back? In my head, I'm like, will I run back? Like, but there's going to be loads of people there. But it was a good like 3 minutes.
Jesus.
Like a long time. Like, I know it's short, 3 minutes is short, but when you're in there, it's like, holy shit, like this is extremely long. Like, and like, how long is this? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
When you don't know how long that's going to be, like.
3 minutes can be a long time in the wrong environment.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I could see someone panicking in there, like.
I would.
Would you?
Claustrophobia is.
It's like the noise of a bouncy castle, like, you know, that, like, the. Not a. Just the noise of a bouncy castle inflated, like that. Whatever that is at the back. What's the thing at the back?
Like a fan.
Like the fan, kind of, like, you could just hear that, like, fucking. It's tough, fucking rotten, like.
Yeah.
And so I got candy floss.
I kind of have a fear of being on a bouncy castle and it switching off or malfunctioning and then it just kind of collapses in on you. That would be awful.
When I was on the castles back in the day, like, you used to unplug them when people were on them and it just stop and just like go down.
Yeah.
People would be just screaming. It's never, anyone ever do that to you, no?
Yeah. I'd hate it.
I love all that.
No, I fucking hate it. It reminds me of, do you know the sheet that they put on pools, the blue sheet?
Mm. Getting stuck under it, like.
Yeah, I imagine falling into that. And then going under the water.
And
like
being wrapped in it.
Oh, that is hell on earth. No, that is for me.
That would be fucking.
That would be off. And I seen a video as well of some Portuguese soldier doing training. And he had to go, you know the way soldiers, when they do training, they kind of go through tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of shimmy through the tunnel on their hands and knees. Well, this fella was going through a really long tunnel. But it was full of water. Like it was 98% full of water, the tunnel, except for a little bit of air
to like
to kind of
jam out.
Pop. and he was like lying backwards instead of like crawling. He was lying backwards, shimmying through it, and he was breathing through that tiny little fraction of air that he could get at the top. And I was having a fucking panic attack watching that.
How long was the tunnel?
It's about 5 minutes. He was going through it like a long old tunnel.
I'd be dead.
I know. There's a tunnel.
The panic would kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd kill yourself. You'd have a heart attack.
And if you moved too quick, then it would splash and then there'd be no space left for you. And that's when I'd start panicking. I'd be like, stop.
Oh, what would you be like? Myself.
I'd be like, and you couldn't do anything about it. Like, you'd be just like, because, no. Why? I just don't. Like, why do you need to do that? What situation are you going to be in the army that you're going to have to crawl through a tunnel that's 98% full of water and you can only breathe from the little channel of air at the top?
You just never know.
Yeah, you just don't know. I'd be fucking sucking the wall. I'd be stuck to it like a snail. My mouth would be like a snail's arse going all the way up it.
They're just like things just to prepare you for worst case scenarios and just have the endurance to like see things out. Like, that's just nuts though. And were they getting screamed at 4 a.m. to get up and do it?
Yeah.
Get up!
Get up the fuck.
Get up and go through that tunnel full of water where you can't breathe, right?
I remember being a kid in Malahide Park. Malahide Castle has a playground and there's a tunnel. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Do you remember the tunnel?
Yep. Do you remember the tunnel?
I do remember the tunnel.
So there was a tunnel and I remember I was going through it and someone was at one end coming towards me and then someone was behind me going my way.
And you just sandwiched?
I was sandwiched between the two of them and I just had a panic attack. And I feel like that's what caused me claustrophobia.
Which way did you end up going?
I can't remember. I think I just fucking screamed. And then, I don't know, I guess forward, but I just had Even now thinking about it, I kind of get a little bit panicky. My heart starts racing a little bit. Like, I just want to take my clothes off or something. I feel like I'm just being trapped.
Yeah, the worst thing you could do is probably take your clothes off. You get stuck to it and all.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that now.
I wouldn't be taking my clothes off and run off to the playground.
In a playground. But yeah, I hate tunnels.
Just have a specific fear of tunnels then? Like just tunnels? Or is it like Anton that's like...
Anton that's kind of claustrophobic, Anton that's tight.
He's never talked about this before.
Surely no. I have.
I don't think so. Or something. Like the fucking holes in your hands.
Trypophobia.
I can't recall you ever talking about being afraid of tunnels.
Yeah. I think I did. Because I've done the Nightmare Realm before and there's a bit where you have to get on your hands and knees and crawl. And that panics me. And Murray's always doing escape rooms. And they're always in escape rooms. Every escape room has a poxy tunnel. And he asks you, do you say, are you claustrophobic? And you're like, why did you ask me if I'm claustrophobic? Yeah. Who's not claustrophobic?
And what did he say? Well, then you're not going to like this.
Well, they'll say, there's a tunnel and you have to go. Oh, do you know what? There's one on the boat. There's a boat escape room on the Dublin Grand Canal docks. And you have to go in it. And you have to go in a tunnel and then do a U-turn in the tunnel. So you have to kind of like walk your body around.
Nah.
So it's...
I don't like them.
It's awful.
It's awful. Were you crying in it?
Oh, you felt like crying. And if someone's in front of you, you're like, just fucking go, will you? You fucking slow fuck.
Yeah.
Go.
If I was in front of you, I'd take a little nap.
Oh, I'd bite your leg. I would bite your calf.
Would you?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I feel like I would do that to you.
You wouldn't even want to. You're just like... That's your reaction.
Do you ever corner a dog?
Just to bite someone.
If you corner a dog or you try to get a dog, you're like, that'd be me in a tunnel.
What would you be like?
I go, in an escape room. I'm trying to fucking escape this room and you have me trapped in it. So the objective of that little, I don't want to ruin it for anyone that's going to do it. I don't think it's going to fucking ruin it.
I won't. Tell us the whole lot.
So you have to go in and then you have to do the U-turn and then you have to go up and then there's a keypad there and you have to figure out the code. But in order
to... stuck in a tunnel.
World stuck in a tunnel. And to do that, somebody else has to be in the other room.
Open the door?
Well, to figure out the code because you need to pass the information to them and then they need to pass it to you and then you need to put the code in.
Should be there all day.
But that's the point of it. Well, that's the whole... the objective of the escape
room. Is
that
the final bit to escape?
No. There's another bit... There's another bit in it where I'll get to that actually, but Moira couldn't figure out what the code was. And I was the one in the tunnel who had went up because actually she couldn't figure it out. And she was like, no, there's nothing here. There's no lock here. And I'm like, well, just fucking come out and I'll bleed and go in and do it. And then I went in and I don't know. I'm like, I don't even want to fucking be here. And I'm having a panic attack in this little tunnel trying to unlock a numerical keypad lock. And eventually we got it, obviously. But like in those moments, like I could punch the wall through or something just to kind of get out. Mm. And then you get into the different room. And this is actually really cool. Now, this one doesn't freak me out too much. But
big space.
You have like, once you get into the last room, you have a few minutes to escape, to figure out how to escape, because the room starts filling up with water. Like water starts flooding in and you're on a boat.
Soaked.
You're on a boat. You're soaked, yeah.
And would it go to the top of the water?
They kind of, if you're there for too long, they'll eventually tell you, they'll help you find the codes or whatever, if you're too stupid to realise, which we were. And also, just in a pure panic, we were like, we tried everything. We fucking tried everything.
Mm. Like, if you were in that tunnel and you were just screaming, and you were like, completely fucked, panic attack through the roof, yeah. Would someone come and get you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they could probably open the ceiling or they could...
Something like, yeah.
They could talk you. They could calm you through it, I'm sure. Maybe. But it's a really good escape room. It's probably the best in Ireland, for my money. And this is not an endorsement, but if you are into doing an escape room, that was class. Oh, there's loads, yeah.
Is there?
Remember I done a Game of Thrones when I was shy.
Mm.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can say that.
Okay. Done a Game of Thrones one. That was shy. There was one out in the first one I ever done was out in Ballyfermot in like one of them industrial estates, and that was class. But I don't know if it was just because it was the first one that I done.
Mm.
But it was very scary as well.
I never did one.
You should do one. You should do one.
Don't like the tunnels myself, but...
Yeah, they always seem to have tunnels. They don't all have tunnels now. You can ask them.
You wouldn't have liked that one that I went through at all.
Probably not. Probably not. Even the tunnels in like a fun factory, like in Funky Monkeys or something like that. If the kids are in there and they're not coming out and have to go in to get them. Look at all the place. You wouldn't come out. Just come out, will you? Jesus Christ. I want to talk about two businesses that kind of, like, can I mention the names of them? I'm going to bitch and moan a little bit.
Sure.
Okay. So in Tesco, if you buy something in Tesco, you get club points. And you can convert those club points and use them in certain places, in certain restaurants, in certain shops. You can go to cinema.
Rewards.
You can use them. And so, yeah, rewards, yeah. And Moira's been saving them up for about 5 years. And we basically had the value of...
A gaff.
It was like €75 or something like that. A €75 voucher to use in... And we decided to use it in Milano's. The Italian restaurant place. And in Milano's, they have Kids Eat Free.
No matter what?
Yeah, on their website. So, brilliant. Great. Kids Eat Free.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yep.
So we said, we have €75. We may as well bring, you're like, we're not going to spend that between us, me and Maura. And then the kids are going to eat for free. So I picked up me ma and me sister and we went to Milano's. Gangies. Yeah, a gang of us. We went to Milano's then for a bit of food. And then they have a deal where it's like €30 for a starter main and dessert. So brilliant. That's a good blade.
Bit of bang for your buck, that.
It's a good deal. But I wouldn't have got it. I would have just got a main if it wasn't that. But I got the starter, main and dessert. And then at the end, when we got it all, they brought the bill over to us. And I had the kids' stuff on it.
Hello?
I had the kids' prices on it. And we said, oh, is it not Kids Eat Free? And they were very confused. We were like, no, what do you mean? Like, they had gotten the starter, main and dessert as well because that was on the kids' menu. It's like starter, main, dessert. And they said, no, it's not on the... But what are you talking about, Kids Eat Free? We're looking at us like, we're fucking idiots. And we're like, it's on your website. Your website says Kids Eat Free. And then we showed them the website and they were very confused. They went and they got the manager and the manager was confused. They were like, what is going on here? And then eventually the manager just said, oh, do you know what? It's okay. Just like take it off the bill. Which is, and as if they were doing us a fucking favour. That's what they were offering kids E3. So then they done that, and then Moira took out our vouchers that she transferred to Milano vouchers that he was Milano's. And when they were presented, Milano's, Moira says, I have these vouchers. And she may as well have been holding hieroglyphics up to this woman because she hadn't a clue what she was looking at again. She's like, I don't know what this is. Called the manager over again. He was like, I don't think you can use these here. He didn't know. So he ended up fucking calling the head office of Milano's. This place hasn't got a clue what's going on. And they said to us, like, okay, we'll give you the vouchers, but you can't use... We'll give you the price of the vouchers, like, but you can't use the deals that we were doing where we start our main dessert. So we had to pay for everything individually, which instead of coming to €30, came to like €60 each, which was twice the price. And I never would have got fucking dough balls if I'd have known that I was fucking paying for them.
Nothing wrong with them.
Bleeding dough balls, me arse.
I like dough balls.
Dough balls are pretty nice.
Crap. You wouldn't pay an extra. Anyway, then, and dessert as well. I'd never get dessert. I don't have a sweet tooth. I only got it because it was on the 3-course menu. I got a bleeding cheesecake and all. Only ate a bit of it. Picked at it.
Little pick.
And I wouldn't have bleeding got it. So it was just. And I had said to Marla, I said,
sure about this
I said, don't bring vouchers. No one ever understands vouchers or no one ever abides. People don't update their websites. So if you see a promotion on a website, it's probably just going to cause confusion when you bring it up to the staff there. And it always does. They never stick to their voucher policies.
The first thing on the Milano's website, they have a number of points, terms and conditions, do's and don'ts, they said, with their kids E3 offer. Point number one is, please check availability before your visit. I'd always do that with vouchers as well. I'd say, am I okay to use these? Because you don't want to end up in a situation where someone says, oh, we don't know what that is or whatever. We don't know about that offer. And then you're stuck in that awkward situation. Just go practice next time. Don't presume the kids are eating free.
If they have it on the website,
that they're eating free.
It depends on which Milano's you go to.
Like, that's crazy. You go onto a Milano's website and it says kids E3. You go there. Why would you not assume that it's kids E3?
No, it is strange. But
it sounds too good to be true.
Well, it's not. Between up until Sunday, 10th of November.
What, it ended 10th of November?
It's only the 4th of November now, Joe.
Okay, yeah. Well,
so it ends on the 10th?
Yeah. So if you want to, if this is going out, when's this going out? Wednesday, 6th? Go down to Milano's and make sure you lash the food into the kids. Get them 10 pizzas and say, here, kids eat free. Stuff your kids with Milano's. And throw it on them. Because that's the policy. And that's what they're offering. And I hate it when they pull that away from you. I hate when they pull the rug out from underneath you. Like, it's real shady and makes you look like a fool and completely ruins the... And I think I'm doing a nice thing, bringing me Mar out, and then they make a fool of me in front of her. And my sister and all. They thought Milano's was a fancy restaurant. They didn't realise it was an Italian Nando's.
And what happened to the vouchers? Did you not use them in the end, though?
We used them, but they wouldn't let us do the 3 courses for €30.
So your bill must have been skyrocketing.
Yeah, it was, like, yeah. Never would have went there.
300 quid or something.
We end up spending more money than we would have if we had just went out for a normal meal somewhere else with no vouchers.
How much did you spend?
Well, what was it? About €60 per person. It's about 260, €280.
With a 70 voucher off that as well?
It was about €60 per person. 120, 240, about 240.
And you used the voucher off it?
And then the voucher off it, which was 70 quid or something like that.
Would you not just like kept it to the, not use the voucher and just kept the 30? Course like?
Oh, I don't know. More, I end up leaving the restaurant.
Gone.
The kids were being obnoxious. So I just walked out.
Someone's going to have to phone out when getting out of here.
Yeah.
Because when we got that Christmas tree the other day, couldn't fit into the car. And we were there, like, it was like a fucking comedy sketch trying to get this thing in with Amy. And when we were there, like, it was like...
Was it not in a box?
It was in a box, but like, I was trying to get it into the back of the car. Like,
okay.
The boot was full with shit. Like, couldn't even like do it that way and like put the seats down and slide it through. So we were back and forward with it. I was pushing it in and it was going out whore end on the other side of the car. She was pushing it back And at one point I pushed it, it hit off her leg and she's like, "Me leg." And then she hit me in the stomach with it. And like, we're just trying to get this in. And I was like, "Get in the car now because someone's recording us."
Look like the Chuckle Brothers. Timmy, tell you, Timmy, tell you. Fucking don't start me. I was watching some crazy reality TV shows, like from the 90s, just going down the rabbit hole a little bit and going on YouTube and looking at mad reality TV shows. There's one called The Moment of Truth, where there's a person who's been asked on a lie detector a load of questions and she has to answer them. There's a woman, this one episode in particular is grueling. Because she's being asked, if she can answer truthfully 6 questions, she'll get 10,000. And then the next 6 questions, she'll get 25,000. And then the next 6 questions, she'll get 100,000.
Like random questions or questions that are to whore like?
They're random questions.
Oh, it's a lie detector thing,
isn't it? It's a lie detector test. But basically, it was point, and she just kept answering. And you are really awkward questions like, "Are you keeping a secret from your mother about your father?" And she had to say yes. Because, and then if she tells the truth, then she'll have got that question right. And then she'll climb the ladder. And it goes on. And it was basically, her husband was there as well. There's like 5 people on a couch. And the questions are kind of about those people.
Mm.
And she was asked, "Do you feel like you married the wrong person?" And shit like that. And she said, she's like, "Yes."
Jesus.
And then another question, they had a special guest come out for it. And it was our ex-boyfriend. And he came out. And then this was like the fucking $100,000 question. And it was like, "Are you still in love with me?" And like, she had to tell the truth. And she was like in tears. And she was like, "Yes." Like, this is fucking ruining. Like, they're married. She's married to the man sitting on the couch, and this is all in front of her. And then she got through that round. So then she had 100 grand. So now she's going for 200 grand. And she only has to answer 3 questions. And the first one is, "Have you ever had sex with somebody else other than your husband since you've been married? Basically, have you ever cheated on your husband?" And she had to tell the truth. And her husband's there, like, you may as well just fucking tell the truth. You may as well just fucking go for it. And she goes, "Yes, I did." Like, you know what I mean? And you're just like, fucking hell. It's just so tense. And then the next question after that is, "Do you think you're a good person?" And she,
said no.
She said, yes, she does think that she's a good person. And that was false. That was the one that she got wrong. So obviously part of her does actually feel bad, but she didn't tell the truth on that one. So she lost all of the money.
Oh.
She didn't win anything.
And her marriage.
And she ruined her fucking marriage, yeah. Yeah. I think it stopped after that. I think that... This is an American game show.
Is this the 90s or...?
I think it was 2004 or 5 or something like that.
Sounds very 2004 or 5.
Yeah. The hairstyles and everything are very 2004 or 5. Real Christina Aguilera vibes.
Yeah.
Genie in a Bottle era. But it's just like, I feel like that time period was just the Wild West. Completely just...
Like, just to put it on TV, like, and just, like, have that out there. That's mad, like.
There was another one. I didn't watch this one, but there was just a premise for it because I couldn't find any videos of it. But there was a TV show called I Want to Marry Harry or something like that. Or Marry Harry. And it's basically a lot of women that think they're vying for Prince Harry's hand in marriage. And they have a lookalike for Harry. And they think that he's Prince Harry. And the whole TV show is them thinking that they're competing to marry
Prince Harry.
And it sounds incredible, but I haven't found a link for that. And I'm dying to watch it. Yeah. Like, that is so...
It's out there, surely you'll find it.
Ah. Oh.
Marry Harry. More Americans.
No, Prince Harry.
But like, the show was in America, is it?
No, it's English.
No way.
Yeah. A lot of women thinking that they're getting stuck into Prince Harry. And he's a lookalike. He looks like Prince Harry a little bit, but not really. I mean, if you had any brains, you'd know that's not
in the moment.
Prince,
they're just like, that is him.
It's the prince.
Has to be. They wouldn't do this to us. Has to be him.
Do you remember he was deployed in Afghanistan? Well, he came back from Afghanistan in his, like, his army outfit and everything for the first episode. And he was like, hey girls, how are you? And stuff like, and they thought it was him. And you're just like, fucking, I have to watch it. I have to find it. Sky One was just a wild time.
I was watching a film, I think it's called like Woman of the Night, but it's about like a game show a few years back where it was like a blind date thing where the girl who was on there, like, and the three men behind like a curtain, like one of them was a serial killer. Did you ever hear that?
I know it, yeah. Is it good?
The film isn't like that good. Like, I don't think it kind of portrayed it as well as it could have been as a story. Like, but that's mad.
Mm.
Proper serial killer. Like, just fucking on a game show, being let in there. Like, and just mad. Well, thanks very much for listening there to that one. Hope you had fun.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
And stay out of trouble.
Yeah, don't be. Enough of the bangers now. Enough of the fireworks. Can we stop with the fireworks now? Put them away.
Yeah, put them away and stop.
Why didn't you just let them off on Halloween? Why do you still have loads of fucking fireworks?
You always hear the odd pop now and again every couple of hours, don't you?
Just like, is that a gun? No, it's fireworks.
Sure, look. See you then.
Talk to you next week. Yup, Shells.